Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm traveling the world, going visiting boys and girls everywhere, sitting at their bedside table as a burning, glowing candle, flickering light of love and peace and harmony and balance and sleepiness on boys and girls all over the world. And as I travel all over the world, I hear all sorts of wonderful stories, and I hear wonderful things. And you know, recently it was just Christmas. Yeah, not too long ago. My goodness, it's only the 6th of January, but it was Christmas. And when I went to the North Pole to visit Santa, to find out how things were going and answer a few questions that the boys and girls were asking me, I met Santa, and he told me, well, you check with my elves and you see what they have to say. So I went out to see Santa's elves. And what wonderful fellows they are. They are just the busiest, happiest, most glorious guys you could ever imagine. Well, one of the questions that was asked by me, from me, of Santa's elves was, why do Santa's elves have pixie ears? Why do Santa's elves have pixie ears? Now, what is a pixie ear? Well, Spock on Star Trek had pixie ears. These are ears that are sort of pointedy and sort of peaky-y. And some people actually have pixie ears. They're rare. They're just the lucky ones, you know. But most people have ordinary, rounded, ordinary-type ears. But special people have pixie ears. Well, Santa's elves are all special people. They are chosen by Santa to work with him on preparing all the toys for boys and girls all over the world every Christmas Eve. And that's a monumental task, but not beyond their ability. Well, it seems as though our ears are our antennas, and they tune in to the universal information and the universal knowledge and the universal allness. Well, we haven't learned to get our ears pixied out. We haven't learned to get our ears pointed out so they listen carefully and easily to the universal allness. But the pixie have done that. The elves have trained their pixies to reach out. Now, you call them ears, don't you? Not pixies? No. A pixie ear is an ear that's tuned in to the allness of the universe. And the pixier your ear is, the pointier your ear is, the straighter up your ear is, the more you're pointed in and aware of the allness of the universe. Well, now, why would those elves have a benefit of being aware of the universe? Why did Mr. Spock be aware of the universe, too, on Star Trek? Well, Spock was a very peaceful, quiet, gentle man, listening to all the positive attitudes of the world and being a very positive, joyful man himself. And this is part of the Pixie Ear program. The Pixie Ear program bypasses all of the negativity of the world, all the things that might say it can't be done, and they say it can be done. Can you imagine that? The pixie ears are sort of a special tuning-in device to the allness of the universe. Well, now, all of the elves who work with Santa have their ears tuned in to the allness of the universe. See, Santa has them trained for this one purpose. And they listen to children in this area or that area. They listen to children in different countries, you know, in Africa, in South America, in Asia, Europe, in North America, you know, in Canada, and Mexico, and China, and all over the world, my goodness sake. The Philippines, oh yes, and in Australia, New Zealand, oh, just everywhere, and even in the Arctic and the Antarctic. The Antarctic and the Arctic? Why would Santa's elves be tuned in there? Well, Santa's elves tune in to all living creatures everywhere in the world. And they send them special gifts at Christmas time of things that they had in their heart, because Santa's elves tell Santa exactly what to deliver and where to deliver it. You might say the elves are Santa's special email program, his special account that is electronically connected to the universal and the world. And as these elves can listen in all over the world and know whatever the child wants to have, he can know it from their heart. They don't have to have email. Email's good too, but they don't have to have email. They can just think their thought, and the elves pick it up, because the elves are tuned in to the requests of children and adults and all living creatures all over the world, all over the universe, in fact. There is no place that Santa Claus is not, because Santa Claus just goes everywhere, delivering whatever the elves have heard that the children and people all over the world would like to have. Now, have you talked to yourself and told yourself what you'd really like to have? Have you told yourself you want to have a teddy bear or a doll? Or have you told yourself that you want to have a fire truck or a red racer, or that you'd like to have roller skates, or you'd like to have toboggans or skis or whatever you'd like to have? And then you change your mind, and you change your mind, and you change your mind. And you know, as you change your mind, sometimes you change your mind and you think, what would make me happy? I can have all the things in the world, but if they don't make me happy, then, my goodness, I'm not happy at all. And you see, when you start thinking those thoughts, then you start thinking, what would make me happy? And so then you begin to think, well, what would make me happy is if my friend John and I were good buddies. What would make me happy is if Mary and I were able to walk down the street together and talk without being bothered by the boys all the time. What would make me very happy is if I could get good grades in school. What would make me very happy is if my wife and I could just get along as lovely people and could always be looking for the good in each other, just looking for the good, just tuckling the good and snuggling each other every time we see each other because we're so happy to be together. Oh, my goodness sakes. I would be happy if there is peace on earth, and that's what I'm looking at. I'd be happy if all the world operated smoothly and harmoniously, and so that everything was in its natural, normal way, in peaceful, harmonious way, and all the trees helped to maintain the equibalance of the world, and the things that just work in good shape, the way the divine planned it, the way the infinite planned it. Oh, hey, I would be so happy if the infinite were the only creative cause in the universe doing everything, and that's all I paid attention to. I got my big nose out of the way, and I said, God, it's your show, go. I'm with you, let's go. Hey, what a Christmas present that would be. But golly, golly, that's adult sort of stuff. No, it isn't. All the children that I've talked to around the world who live in happy families say they live in heaven. And the children I talk to who live in unhappy families, they say, it is just hell. It is not a pleasant world at all. And so I describe to the children in unhappy families how they can bring peace to their family and love. And I tell the elves, send a little more love their way. Send a little more peace their way. Send a little more joy their way. And, you know, when I do that, just miracles seem to take place. It's just so wonderful to watch it happen. And you know, that's what Santa Claus and Christmas is all about. That's what the elves and their pixie ears are all about. They tune in. Now, our rounded ears are more senders than receivers, but that's good too. So, we're sending out these things, and they're receiving it. And all over the world, the pixies, the elves of Santa Claus, are sending out joy, peace, harmony, and love. And Santa Claus delivers that gift, not just on Christmas Eve, but every moment of the day, every moment of... Santa Claus is out doing his work all the time. There is no just Christmas. There's all the time is Christmas for Santa Claus. And just like all the time is Christmas for the elves and their pixie ears, And all the time is Christmas for the world that lives in peace and harmony and love with each other. Oh, my goodness sakes! Look who's coming in the door now. That's Mr. Sandman. Hi, Mr. Sandman!
Hello, Mr. Candle.
Mr. Sandman, have you been traveling around the world, too?
Oh, Mr. Candle, you know I have. I follow you everywhere.
Yes, I know, but the thing is, what happens when you follow me? What do you find?
Well, Mr. Candle, wherever you go, the boys and girls and their mummies and daddies and their puppies, dogs and their cats and their, everybody is so happy when you leave their home, when you leave them, they are just giggling and laughing and giggling, so happy. Oh, thank you, Mr. Sandman. I don't always see that because I go away. Yeah, you know you don't see it, but you know I do.
And I spread my pixie dust all over them, and they fall asleep and have wonderful dreams. You know, Mr. Candle, they have wonderful dreams about the things that you have told them.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman. Thank you.
Come on, boys and girls, now. Gather up, get in bed. Grab your teddy bears and your mummies and your daddies and hug them and hug them and hug them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then snuggle under the covers and be ready for a good night's sleep with dreams of sugar plum fairies and lovely things that make everyone happy. And I'll see you another time, because this is Mr. Candle, and I do love you. I love you. I love you.